Unbelief, the sin of Christians. Mark 16:7. But go your way, tell his disciples, and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. We always speak of the unbelief of the lost, but Jesus always dealt with the unbelief of his children. There is much unbelief lodged in the heart of the believer. We can see that much work is hindered in our Christian walk due to our unbelief. It is a wonder of wonders that we can have the saving faith of Christ and yet have unbelief lodged in our hearts. Jesus told them all things. He told them that he would die, he would be buried, and he would rise again the third day. But they had so much unbelief in their hearts that they could not believe it. They were overwhelmed with such grief in the circumstances that were before them that they could not grasp hold on it so entirely. So Jesus appears unto Mary Magdalene, whom he cast out 7 devils. Surely they would believe this woman who comes with Christ's own words backing her and her good testimony being delivered from 7 devils? But unbelief filled their hearts, for we are told in verse 10, and she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Unbelief hinders the work of God. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. After that he appeared in another form unto 2 of them, as they walked, and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Luke 24:25 is that account. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? Unbelief makes us fools. Jesus said they were fools and slow of heart to believe. Slow of heart, it means backward, not easy to be persuaded of the truth, always giving way to doubtfulness and distrust, dull of learning. So then the second witness comes to them of Christ's own words, and they believe him not. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. He comes to appear before the 11, and he upbraids them. That means he charges them with something wrong or disgraceful. He reproaches or reproves them. He reproves them to their faces and charges them with unbelief. Satan gets an advantage in our unbelief. The work of God is thwarted or harmed in our unbelief. Notice the devil could not be cast out of the child because of unbelief. We look at the circumstances sometimes instead of the God who reigns over all time from eternity and is not hindered by our circumstances. That is the definition of unbelief, to look at the circumstances and not God. But the danger in it all is that it leads to a hard heart. Hardened hearts cannot believe the evidence and witness that it is in front of them, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. We overlook the plain evidence sometimes because our hearts are hard due to unbelief. Dear Christian, we must believe God in spite of our current condition or circumstances that we find ourselves in. If Jesus said it in his word, and I can plainly apply it to my situation, I must believe his words above my circumstances, above my trials, above my doubts, above my fears. We must believe God.